Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just excited. Boy, we had a great time here at the church today. Had a rehearsal for a wedding, I'll tell you, like second to nothing. And then also had a great Bible study this evening, and it was good. We're just grateful to God. God, oh, I know what I just did. I'm like, there we go. I'm sorry, I left you out there. It's okay. You're mighty quiet over there.
Okay, we're good.
Working hard. You good? All right. You've been working hard. You went to the movie.
That was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, all them grandkids and kids.
You went to the movie?
Yes, I did.
Did you get any popcorn?
A lot of popcorn. Probably on my stomach right now.
What?
Yeah.
You got some popcorn?
Yes, Lord.
Hey, man, you got old and got young ideas.
Yes. 51-year-old body.
And them 9, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 15-year-olds, they work you today. You know what? I don't envy you at all. I was here at the house. Not at the house. I got here to church today around 1 o'clock. And then they came here. The father, the bride came.
Okay.
Early, so I had to open the church for him and a couple more. Then the brother of the groom came, the father of the groom came.
Okay.
And the father of the, and the brother of the groom came. I didn't see the father of the bride, saw the mother of the bride.
Oh.
Amen. But they said, I guess he'll be in. The wedding is tomorrow at 3 p.m. I talked to, Brother Dion today texted me on Messenger, and he's doing good. Good to hear from him, and I thank God for him. I got to find out. Tomorrow is Sunday. Is what's going to be here? Jay.
I meant to ask him tonight.
He gone already?
I don't know.
Let's check and find out. Are they going to be? He's going to be here Sunday. You want to check that right quick?
Yeah, I'm going
to. Get Jared to find out if he's there. I think they're in their rehearsal.
I'm going to text him right now.
Okay. Text you and see.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But we had a good time all day, saints, I tell you. And they get married tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. She's already pregnant.
Yeah.
So he can't make no excuse. I want to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't make no excuse.
Mm-mm.
So I don't agree with going together out of wedlock, I mean without marriage, but they're doing the right thing.
All right.
And I think that's good. They're doing the right thing. Amen.
Amen.
So God is good. But anyway, good evening to you. And I just there you go. Trying to get closer to you.
Okay.
Get closer to you. Amen. But God is good. And thanks, we want y'all to remember that God is a good God. But not tonight, honey.
Okay.
I got a message tonight. Let me take some. I got a message tonight. It's just out of what's going to say? Dynamite. Dynamite. And my message tonight is, Sinner Man, what are you waiting for? You know, when you're not saved, and I was telling you this morning how when I wasn't saved, I was lost. And I was at the worst state. I didn't know what to do. But God saved me. And any man or any woman that's not saved is lost.
Right.
And you really don't know what to do with your life. God got to tell you, but you think you know. My life is just messed up.
Right.
And I feel someone listening to me right now, your life is messed up. You don't know you don't know why you're doing this. You don't know why you're doing that. You really don't. You think you do, but you don't. And that's, honey, that's miserable. I was in that.
Amen.
I was really in that. Didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. I was completely lost. I didn't know what to do. I thought I would try this, and it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. It's not going to work until you come to Jesus. Now, some people say, well, Jesus ain't the only way. Ultimately, he's the only way that gives you, he bless your spirit, your soul, and your body. And we're trichotomies.
Right.
You know, so God deals with all the third part of us.
Mm-hmm.
You might get into yoga, and that might satisfy your spirit or your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But your spirit still messed up.
Amen.
You know, Jesus Christ is the help or the remedy for anything that's wrong in your life. So I ask the question, Son of Man, what are you waiting for? Let's look at something here. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 17 through 24, from the King James Bible. Honey, would you read, please?
For, behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord.
Now God said, I'm going to send these critters to you. It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way our son is. He is in dire situation. And there really ain't nothing he can do about it. God don't cause certain things to happen and you can't do anything about it. Now watch what it says in the next verse. Verse 18, say what?
When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me.
Jeremiah said, when I try to comfort myself, my heart is faint.
Mm.
You know, I was there. I tried to comfort myself, but it didn't work. Honey, I tried to comfort myself, but it did not work. And I'm telling anyone tonight, no matter what you do on your own trying to comfort yourself, it's never going to work.
Mm.
You're going to always have a problem.
Okay.
And that's what Jeremiah said. Look what happened in verse 19. Go ahead.
Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities?
Now, God said we can do anything you want to. You know, some people, I think they were talking about Princess Diane when she died.
Mm-hmm.
How much her dress sold for.
Mm.
Aretha Franklin when she died. How much her memorabilia sold for.
Mm.
But you know what? That ain't going to bring you back.
Mm.
And the Bible, one scripture said, wherever three lands when it's fall.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it lays.
That's right.
If you fall without Christ, if you go, if you close your eyes tonight and never open them again in this world,
mm-hmm.
never regain consciousness, ever how you are now, that's the way you're going to meet God.
True.
You're not going to get saved, sleep, or dead. You got to do it consciously. So I'm saying tonight, somebody needs to make a conscious decision that I'm tired of sin and I want to get right.
Mm-hmm.
Now look what it says in the next verse. What does it say?
The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved.
So God said, now, what's the date, baby?
Today is the 28th. December 28th.
Okay. How many more days in this month?
Three.
How many more days in this year?
Three.
All year is almost gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still not saved?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Erica Campbell said, you don't believe in God?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you? You don't believe in God? My question tonight, sinner man, what are you waiting on? God done did so many things for you. God done opened so many doors for you. God has blessed you in so many ways.
Yep.
So what are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? Why are you waiting to give your life to Jesus? He said, come to me, all you that labor. Mm-hmm. Haven't you labored already?
Right.
Haven't you had enough problems? Aren't you sick and tired? What was her name? Said she was sick and tired.
Rosa
Parks. I'm sick and tired of going to the back of the bus. Aren't you sick and tired of being out in the divine will of God? Honey, I want to be in the divine will of God.
Right.
I mean, I want to know God for myself.
Right.
I want him to have his way in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I can do it, I get saved.
Right.
Jeremiah said, the harvest is past, the summer is ended,
mm-hmm.
and we are not saved.
Right.
So he that's plain.
Right.
All year you had chance.
That's right.
Somebody is 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is 40 years, some 50 years, some 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still not saved.
Right.
What are you waiting on?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about it, honey? You're still not saved. And God done did so much for you.
So much.
What do you want to say about it?
Just kept you throughout the entire year. Some things tried to take you out, but you're still holding on. And you're still not willing to give your life to Jesus Christ. Still talking about, I'm going to wait till Sunday, or I'm going to wait till New Year's, I'm going to wait till Easter. But time is now to give you like fun, because tomorrow ain't coming.
Well, you know, Roller Coaster, not Roller Coaster, a guy his name in New York, he kept saying, I'm going to get saved. And I think it was in 2000. He said, Ray, I'm going to my baby church Sunday. But I had to come down south because I had a house I bought here in Winterville. And when I got back to New York, I think that Wednesday, he was dead. I said, he dead? Allen was his name. Yeah, he died Sunday morning in the house. Got to the church. Some of you, you're going to wait till death comes and then try to get saved? What has God got to do to show you who he is? You know, what does Psalm say? He's a mighty good leader.
Mm-hmm.
He knows exactly what you need. So what are you waiting on? What has to happen for you to understand that you need Jesus? What do you say? What made you come to Jesus?
I realized I was in the need. And then at the time, Jesus did something to me that nobody else could do.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to an intersection. And they called me to look at Jesus in a way I never looked at him before. And I wound up getting molested.
Well, you know what happened with me? I don't have no testimony that I've strung out on drugs. I don't have no testimony that I was homeless or living in a shelter. I wasn't. But I was lost. Honey, I was completely lost. I had money, not a lot of money, but I had money and I had friends. But I was lost.
Oh,
I had my own apartment, but I was lost.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad. I didn't see then where I'm at now. Because I told you I was so lost, I didn't think I could get up. And I'm saying that because someone listening to me now, you think like I thought past tense, that I was in a place I couldn't get up. And maybe you feel like that. But you can get up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too late.
Yeah.
God still loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And his hand is still open to you saying, come to me.
Right.
And he's waiting on you.
Yeah.
What are you waiting on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the first preacher told you this.
Mm-hmm.
I know we just celebrated Christmas, get ready to celebrate a brand new year. But wouldn't it be so much better if you would give your heart and your life to Jesus tonight?
Yeah.
You know, not one more day do I want to live without him. I want him.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know that you want him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't, what's wrong? What is wrong? What is the reason you don't want Christ? For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold on me. Jeremiah said, you know what? He was so concerned about the nation. And the nation wasn't concerned about God. Honey, I'm concerned.
I am.
Every born again Christian. We all concerned. We don't want you to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm saved, but I want you saved.
Mm-hmm.
Look what it says in verse 22. Go ahead.
Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
He's saying there is help. What are you waiting on? There is help. So what is your excuse? What are you waiting on to give your life to Jesus? Honey, there is help.
Yes, there is.
He's available.
Yes, he is.
He said, my arm is stretched wide open. He'll forgive you for your sins. Oh, yes, he will. And he'll give you a brand new start. Honey, he'll forgive you.
Yes,
he will. The Bible said there is a balm in Gilead, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There is a physician. God, Jesus Christ is a great physician. And you got no excuse. You got no excuse. So what are you waiting on?
No excuse.
Our heart is faint. Jeremiah said his heart was faint. I put a couple of notes in what he said.
Number one, these words reveal the prophet's intense grief over the sin and destruction of God's people.
His heart. Jeremiah was hurt. You know, see, a real woman, a man of God, you don't want to just be saved.
Mm-hmm.
You want your sisters and brothers saved.
Mm-hmm.
It don't have to be your blood brother. I mean, it don't have to be your blood sister.
Mm-hmm.
But you got so much love in your heart that you want them saved.
Mm-hmm.
Saints, Jeremiah says, I want Zion saved.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what did I say, man?
He is torn by his loyalty to God and his deep ties to the people. He is in such anguish that he wants to leave his people and never come back.
Good God Almighty. Is that something? Jeremiah was torn. He loved God, but he loved his people too. How can you love God and not love God's people? So if you love God, you love that peace people.
Yes.
And you know what hurts? To see so many people that God revealed to you how he loved them and how much he wants to bless them, and they reject God. And you know, if a man reject God, there's no help for him.
Right.
Who are you going to appeal to? Point number three, I said what?
Christ's followers experience the same kind of grief when they see their loved ones rebelling against God. They feel God's pain as they consider the disaster awaiting those who will not surrender their lives to Christ.
All of us, the born again Christians, we care about you. I'm not on this radio just to be here. I'm here because I care. I'm not here to make a big name for myself. If I never get a big name, it's okay. But I want you saved, sister. I want you saved, my brother. Look, we all have sinned. And the scripture says, come short of the glory of God. But are you gonna continue it? Jeremiah said, the harvest is past. The summer's ended, and we are yet not saved. How long are you going to go in that state without God?
Amen.
Could God come out? Honey, I'm just excited about tonight to let people know that the door is wide open. What was your topic tonight, isn't it? Jesus came so we have no excuse.
No excuse.
We can be whatever we want to be.
Yeah. Jesus opened the door.
That we can be whatever we want to
be.
And you brought out tonight how he was born, never knew he was going to be the president.
He was just baby Obama.
You know, but God is able to do that supernatural, unheard of thing in your life.
Amen.
It's not too late. Look, today, what you say today is 21?
Today is 12,
28,
18.
12, 28, 29. 28, tomorrow the 29th, Monday the 30th, Thursday the 30th, but Monday the 31st, and Tuesday the 1st. So give your life to Jesus tonight. You can do it now while we're on air. Call me at 252-689-6172. Is that right? Call us at that number tonight. Now, in Jeremiah 9:2, what is it?
I wish I had a wilderness hut, a backwoods cabin, where I could get away from my people and never see them again. They're a faithless, speckless bunch, a congregation of degenerates.
Did you know faithless means no good? Did you know that, honey? You're no good. You might feel that you're no good, but you are some good. You are some good. Don't ever let nobody tell you you're no good. The devil don't want you to believe that you're any good, but you're some good.
That's right.
God says you're good.
That's right.
Don't you let the devil bamboozle you in believing that you're not any good, because you are.
That's right.
You're God's child. You are connected to God. And he died on Calvary for you. You can get up.
Amen.
This too can pass. The scriptures that we've been made do but tonight, but joy come in the morning. You can get that joy of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Honey, we don't have to go another day.
Mm-hmm.
I can have his joy this night, right now.
That's right.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, what do you want to say? It says, at the time I wish. At times I wish. I had a wilderness hut. So he said he was hurt because they weren't saved.
Mm-hmm.
He'd rather be in the wilderness than a hut.
Mm-hmm.
A backwoods cabin.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much we care about people.
Mm-hmm.
I want them saved.
That's right.
Yes, I want them saved. Look at something here.
By the acquisition or expectation of good.
Jeremiah said he didn't have the joy that he should have had because of the way that people were living.
Right.
See, what gives me joy is when a child or someone gives their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That gives me joy. I mean great joy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean overwhelming joy.
Mm-hmm.
Bubbling over joy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I get that eternal joy when I see someone come out of sin,
mm-hmm.
out of that marvelous darkness, out of the darkness into the marvelous light. I get excited.
Mm-hmm.
Look what it says. The passion of what?
Or emotion excited by the acquisition or expectation of good. Pleasurable feelings or emotions caused by success, good fortune, and the like, or by a rational prospect of possessing what we love or desire. Gladness, exhilaration of spirit, delight.
But the Bible clearly, and I looked up that word joy, that's a pretty good word, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have that joy without Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He can give you this joy of success,
mm-hmm.
good fortunes in the life,
mm-hmm.
rational prospect,
mm-hmm.
processing,
mm-hmm.
what we love and desire.
Mm-hmm.
He can give you gladness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God got the power to do this for us.
Mm-hmm.
And why won't we receive it? There is, sinner man, what are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
What are you waiting on? You waiting on another word? There's not going to be another word.
Amen.
You waiting on a new thing? There won't be no new thing. The Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. Everything that is has been. There's nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. If you receive Christ, you'll be new. You'll be a new creature.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Baba. But you know what? Things around you may stay the same.
That's right.
People may not see nothing in you.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, you don't walk by sight.
No.
You walk by faith.
That's right.
Faith in God's word. He said, if any man is in me, he is a new creature.
And a regular basis. Not just knowing of him or about him, but actually knowing him. That is the key. That's why the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. That joy, that key right there. That's why Jeremiah said, I'd like to, if I could, I would just go in the back, I'd just go in the back cabin and get away from these people. Because I see them lacking in something that is so easy for them to have. Knowing and trusting God.
He says easy.
Yeah. To get to know God.
Hey, a,
to get to know Jesus, the person who saved it, simply yielding your will to him, acknowledging that you're a sinner, and you need him, you're lost.
It's too rough not to accept it.
Yeah.
The penalty is much greater.
That's what I'm talking about. I just rather go in a cabin and get away from them, seeing them suffering and seeing what they're going to go through, not having Jesus in them.
He could talk.
Yeah.
Because at one time he didn't have
it.
Right. He said, but you know what? I have him now. And I want you to have him. He said, the harvest is fast.
Yeah.
The sun was ended. He said, we're still not saved. Take a look at something here. Verse 6 from the New LT. What is that?
And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him.
See, Jeremiah said, if by chance you're saying that I'm saved, well, why your life is not manifesting that?
Mm-hmm.
See, there is something there's some change that has to take place in your life. Because if there's no change and you're the same as you was, that means you ain't accepted him yet.
Right.
The Bible says, as you have accepted him as your Lord, you must continue to follow him.
Right.
I'm in a group of motorcycle riders around some part of Virginia. And so we rode, and then we got to the Maryland house. Oh, we started pulling in, the whole group, and to eat. And so everybody got a ticket. And so I got mine. And I watched something, right? When we get ready to leave, guys were giving this one guy his ticket. And one guy holding all the tickets. And so when he got to the counter, he would just pay for one. For crooked. That don't prove that you're saved. Why would you cheat on your tithe if you're saved? Why are you cheating if you're saved? Glory to God. Look, you're free. Glory to God, my freedom. Innocent door.
This sense is partly fashioned by a contrast to slavery. Slaves belong to others, not themselves.
And we got to understand once we've been born again, we've been born in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We're no longer our own. Do we look, honey, we couldn't make this. I couldn't make this without Christ.
Sure.
I'll tell you what happened to me, I think yesterday morning. That yesterday evening or something. In here, I believe I was over here at the church. And I was thinking, baby, could have been home, I don't know, about if the Lord let me live to see May the 10th, I'm going to be 75 years old.
All right.
And I got all excited about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the Holy Ghost said to me? He said, well, okay, so you're going to be excited when you get 75. So 74 didn't mean nothing, huh? So, and then I got happy. You know what? That is the truth. If I'm happy about 75, just like you can out. And I'm not 75 happy about what God done for me. Something wrong with that, Virginia.
Yeah.
Something is grave wrong with that.
Right.
Something is really wrong with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say. We got to learn to be grateful and not get upset. What you unhappy for?
Right.
And God saved you. You may not have all the money you want.
Right.
You may not even be living in the house you want to live in.
Right.
But what are you unhappy about?
Right.
What is there to be unhappy about, huh? Look, this sense is partly fashioned by the contrast of slavery. Slaves belong to others and not themselves.
Right.
So a slave cannot be happy. Because you know someone else is ruining your life, controlling your life. But when you are born again, you know by the slave. You willingly serve Jesus.
That's right.
I want to serve Jesus.
Yeah.
You said when our granddaughter this evening, you said, she said, what time y'all going on? And you said, we don't get out there till 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
She said, y'all, what she say?
She said, I'm going to
be in trouble. No. Mm-hmm. In other words, they don't realize by them being with us. Now she realized what we, when they sleep, we don't worry. We
right.
Praying and I'm not upset about it.
Yeah.
I'm glad God chose me.
Amen.
I'm happy that God chose me.
That's right.
Say, so y'all hear me tonight.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil, you free. He that the Son set free is free indeed. Why are you upset? Why are you angry? Why are you destroyed? Why are you all upset because things didn't go your way? So what? God is teaching you something. Nothing could happen. What did the preacher say? What do you say? Whatever wrong God made it.
Wrong.
Or accept that you're going to be upset all the time.
Right.
Honey, look, if something is always making me upset, I know something wrong.
Amen.
But God didn't make me like that.
Right.
I ain't got a business being upset because I'm not no slave. Mm-hmm. But the world accepts it. Oh, this is just my lot in life. This is not my lot in life.
Mm-hmm.
Hence freedom what?
Hence freedom arises both theoretically and practically only for those who are politically free.
If you're politically free, you should not be stressed out tonight. That's why politics keep you so stressed. Listen, the Democrats and the Republicans and the Liberals, they can't get along. I'm a literal. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. You see, that political thing always, you can always be messed up. You can't have peace when you got serious problems. You do know that, don't you?
Yep.
All right, let's look at something here. Number three. What is
it? It is the freedom of the politeia as an association of free.
In other words, this is what God expects you and I to be free. God saved us. And he expects us to be free. God ain't God coming to look for people without a spot or a wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if he's looking for that, that means we can do it.
Okay.
Somebody told me the other day, because I said, well, I'm not, I don't know everything. And I said, I haven't crossed everything, I'm not perfect. And then he shot back and said to me, well, ain't nobody perfect. I said, well, I ain't going to say that. Be ye also perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, why would Jesus tell me to do it if it's not doable? Because I'm not there. But who to say I couldn't get there?
Right.
I mean, to put everybody in your, like I tell people, right? And you say, well, I forgive you. Wait a minute. I have to forgive you because Christ forgave me.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no getting around me holding no grudge. My salvation. Then I got to forgive you. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm free. I'm free because I choose to be free. You can say whatever you want to make. It's not going to make me go away mm-hmm. and turn from God because I choose to be free.
Mm-hmm.
That's my choice.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at something. In Jeremiah 8 and 17 from the Message Bible. Look what it says.
And what's more, I'm dispatching poisonous snakes among you. Snakes that can't be charmed. Snakes that will bite you and kill you. Ooh, God Almighty. God's
yes.
decree.
Yes. Did y'all hear that tonight?
Mm.
God says he's dispatching poisonous snakes.
Wow.
Snakes that cannot be charmed, can't be charmed.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes that will bite you and kill you.
Mm.
God decrees that. So you're going to find people, honey,
mm-hmm.
that's not going to live right. You're going to find people in the church
mm-hmm.
that's saying one thing and living another way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get mad and say, well, all people are bad. No, that's just one apple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy a peck of apples
mm-hmm.
and you find one bad apple.
One bad.
You go throw the whole peck away
mm-hmm.
over one bad apple?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something. You know, mm-hmm. well, what do you think about that?
We can't throw it all out.
You're going to buy some bad ones.
Of course you are.
You're going to be dead wrong. You're going to be misunderstood.
Yes, you are.
You're going to be lied on.
Yeah.
You're going to be lied to.
Now that's
you're going to be defrauded.
Yes,
you're going to be hurt.
That's true.
But you got to make your mind up that I'm saved.
That's what you got to make.
Sanctified, Holy Ghost filled,
mm-hmm.
and I'm fire baptized.
That's right.
I got Jesus on my side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall Stand for Jesus.
Stand.
The scripture said, having done all to stand. Stand therefore. You need a therefore stand.
Amen.
You don't want to be like nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What do you say about that for me?
Be done to heal and save my dear people.
Jeremiah said, you can be saved. Now, if you don't do it tonight, you can do it tomorrow.